Security has been tightened across France after a suspected terrorist attack killed a police officer ahead of the country's presidential election on Sunday. A gunman shot and killed a policeman and wounded two other officers in the attack Thursday night in Paris. Officials say the gunman opened fire with an automatic weapon on a police vehicle on the city's famous Champs-Élysées. The gunman then fled and was killed by police in a gun battle that injured the two officers. A German tourist was also injured. Officials told the Associated Press the gunman was detained in February for threatening police but was let go. He was also reportedly convicted in the past of attempted murder in the shootings of two police officers. French President François Hollande called the attack terrorist-related. The Islamic State terror group claimed that one of its fighters had carried out the attack. But the group identified the gunman as a Belgian national, while French officials believe he was a French citizen. The shooting was the latest in a series of attacks by Muslim extremists in France in recent years. The attacks have killed more than 230 people. The Paris attack came as the presidential campaign was coming to an end, with voting in the first round set to begin Sunday. President Hollande said the country's security forces were committed to protecting the election process. "We shall be of the utmost vigilance," he said in a statement. Terrorism and national security have been major issues throughout the presidential campaign. Candidates have also focused on France's future in the European Union, a weakening economy, and high unemployment. Four candidates have emerged as the top contenders. The two receiving the most votes will advance to a runoff election to be held May 7th. One of the leading candidates is far-right leader Marine Le Pen, who has pushed anti-EU, anti-immigration measures. She said the Paris attack showed the current government is weak on national security. She promised to beat Islamic terrorism. Le Pen, leader of the National Front Party, urged the outgoing socialist government to immediately reestablish border controls. French Prime Minister Bernard Cazeneuve accused her of trying to politicize the Paris attack. Current opinion surveys show Le Pen is running a close second behind Emmanuel Macron, a former economy minister. He is seen as a centrist candidate running without major party backing. In a video posted after the attack, Macron said the French people must not give in to fear, division, and intimidation. He said the goal of terrorists was to destabilize the country. He added that it was the role of president and commander-in-chief to protect the French people from enemies and said, "I am ready." Macron has called for an increase in police and military forces to improve national security. He also wants to strengthen intelligence services and step up French military operations against Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Conservative François Fillon and far-left candidate Jean-Luc Mélenchon each have about 20% support. A new opinion survey showed up to 30% of French voters were still undecided going into Sunday's vote. Fillon also spoke about the latest attack. He wants to continue a state of emergency put in place after a series of deadly attacks in November 2015. The fight for the French people's freedom and security will be mine. This must be a priority, he said. Mélenchon is running for president for the second time after finishing in fourth place 5 years ago. He has promised to tax the rich and renegotiate France's role in EU and international trade agreements. He also wants to give more power to Parliament and stop the use of nuclear power, the source of nearly 80% of France's electricity. I'm Brian Lynn.